call this evening from the Monrovia Center Prison to inform the world at large and Liberians in and out of this country that indeed the managing editor of Frontpage Africa, Mr. Rodney Sie, yesterday he was arrested on Ashmore Street in front of this Centennial Pavilion. He was taken to the Temple of Justice. After some time, he was released onto his lawyer, Anthony Samuel Kofi Woods, the former Minister of Labour under the Ellen government, and that of Councillor Pierre Bambou. Today, in fact, on yesterday, he was asked to be turned over to the court by 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock today, we assembled in our numbers. We were asking the court to allow us to go to jail with Rodney Sie. Over 500 persons volunteered to go to jail with Rodney Sie because we believe he's innocent, he's not guilty. To incarcerate a media practitioner, you charge them $1.5 million level case. Even if you combine all the newspapers within the Republic of Liberia, they cannot raise that money. This is a calculated attempt to silence the media in this country.
You have said that the arrest of Rodney Sie was unconstitutional. Why is it unconstitutional?
Let me tell you, the court does not have the moral ground. Can you imagine honor our constitution? After 6 o'clock, nobody is supposed to be arrested or even to be incarcerated. Rodney Sie was picked up from the Supreme Court of Liberia today by 6:30. We think it's unfair, it's undemocratic, and we believe this is a calculated attempt by the government to silence media institutions and critical voices in the land. Why will the justice system not go after those that have been indicted of corruption? What happened to Amula Jose? What happened to Harvey Greaves? What happened to Captain Kasu? These are all officials of government that have been indicted, and they are yet to be prosecuted.
So what does your group intend to do? Because Rodney Sie now has been incarcerated.
As I speak to you, information has gone to the 15 political subdivisions of Liberia. Email have been sent to all parts of the world where Liberians are informing them that, look, this is the time for us to take the rightful approach to act in full concert with the law of morality and the constitution of the Republic of Liberia to speak truth to power. What my group is doing now, we have given the government an ultimatum on or before Friday. If Rodney Sie is not free, we're going to mobilize the young people. We're going to mobilize every Liberian in this country. We're already getting the listing of all indicted officials of government, both former and current. We'll issue citizen arrest on them. We'll be prevailing on the government of Liberia to have them indicted or to have them prosecuted.